So Michelle chose some great readings that I'm excited to share with you. The first is from the book, The Well-Kept Kitchen by Gervase Markham. An English poet and writer published his handbook for housewives in 1615. It resteth now that I proceed unto cookery itself, which is the dressing and ordering of meat in good and wholesome manner, to which, when our housewife shall address herself, she shall well understand that these qualities must ever accompany it. First, she must be cleanly in both body and garments. She must have a quick eye, a curious nose, a perfect taste, and a ready ear. She must not be butter-fingered, sweet-toothed, nor faint-hearted. For the first will let everything fall. The second will consume what she should increase. And the last will lose too much time with niceness. The second reading is from the introduction to Nigel Slater's cookbook, Appetite. Slater is also English, and Michelle gives no apology for her Anglophilia. He is not a chef, but a writer about food, cooking, and eating. And he says, "You don't have to cook. You can send out for pizza, queue for a hamburger, nuke a ready-made meal in the microwave, or book a table in a restaurant. You can pour water on a pot noodle, stop off for a Chinese takeaway, or simply live on toast." I know this because I have done it. If you cook, you will only have to trudge around the shops, get your clothes and kitchen dirty, have pots and pans to wash. Your hands will smell like onions or fish, and then everyone will only eat it all anyway. Hours of work for minutes of pleasure. So why bother? As I said, you don't have to cook. You can get through life perfectly comfortably without lifting so much as a wooden spoon. Fine. Do that. What I want to say is that if you do decide to go through life without cooking, you are missing something very, very special. You are losing out on one of the greatest pleasures you can have with your clothes on. Cooking can be as passionate, creative, life-enhancing, uplifting, satisfying, and downright exhilarating as anything else you do with your life. Feeling, sniffing, chopping, sizzling, grilling, frying, roasting, baking, tasting, licking, sucking, biting, savoring, swallowing food are pleasures that would, to put it mildly, be a crime to miss out on. Add to that the buzz, the satisfying tingle that goes down your spine when you watch someone eating something you have made for them, and you have one of the greatest joys known to man.